Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Need a job? I'm betting that I can probably find you one before the end of the hour, because there are restaurants all over the state in need of someone with your skill set. See, there's a shortage of cooks in Vermont, and here to explain what's going on is Sally Pollack, who writes for the Save a War section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
How bad is this cook shortage in Vermont?
It's pretty bad, people tell me. I spoke with the acting president of New England Culinary Institute, Richard Fleiss, and he says, this is a quote from him, there's a crisis right now. From where we sit at NECI, the industry is going through a major change that will settle out. It's always dependent on young people going into the industry. Young people will not tolerate the kind of hours and schedule that we used to.
So it's real.
It's real.
What explanations have you heard for the shortage?
I've heard a variety of explanations, and they range from sort of an economic situation in which there's a relatively high cost of living in Vermont, beginning wages of cooks and even not beginning wages of cooks are not terrific. So with tight margins of running a restaurant and relatively low salaries, there's not much financial incentive. People talk about work ethic and that it may not be what it used to be. Cooks can have a sort of transient nature to them, like to do one thing and move on to the next thing. And Vermont has a low unemployment rate, one of the lowest in the nation, actually. So you combine all that and people don't want to go into a kitchen.
Well, what are the demands of the jobs?
Well, a restaurant owner in Stowe described it as both fast-paced and routine, which I think if anyone who's worked in a kitchen will get that. And the manager at the Windjammer said, we're looking for adrenaline junkies. So these are jobs that are really like high pressure for moments and, you know, extended moments of the day. You have to be able to work under pressure. It's physically demanding. It can be mentally demanding. You're making things on deadline. You're working with a team, but you're also responsible for, like, your own sort of aspect of it. So it's demanding. And, of course, restaurants are open nights and weekends and often holidays, so you have to be ready and flexible to work these varieties of shifts. It's a lot like being a reporter, I've decided, in that in both jobs, you make something quickly, it disappears, and you begin again the next day.
Oh, so true. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about a cook shortage in Vermont. Sally, where are restaurants finding cooks to keep their kitchen staffed?
People tell me there's no point in talking to people on the phone. You got to do it electronically. People don't return phone calls. So Craigslist, a lot of listings on Craigslist. I looked at last night and there's just dozens up there. People are asking purveyors, food purveyors, if they know of people, word of mouth, front porch forum, their own websites. If you look at restaurant websites, they'll list job openings. And they're asking current employees to put the word out.
Have restaurants resorted to any clever ways of attracting cooks?
They are asking, again, current employees can get a finder's fee if they recommend someone who applies for the job and lasts a certain amount of time. There are signing bonuses of a couple hundred dollars. I know even for a waitress at a restaurant in Montpelier, they were, I think, a signing bonus of $300. Some restaurants are giving benefits and, you know, vacation time and sick time and that kind of thing.
I would imagine anybody coming out of NECI right now is pretty much got a job waiting for them.
The acting president told me that for every internship, so this is a program in which you're doing hands-on experience as you're in school, for every cooking internship, there's 10 to 15 restaurants inquiring about that student. But they're not really prepared. He said, we don't want our students to go out and make $12 to $14 an hour. It's unacceptable. They're graduating with big debt. So I asked, you know, why would someone go to culinary school? Because this is a profession that for years and decades was on the job training. Why not just go into a kitchen? And he said the advantage to cooking school is 5 years or so after graduation, you can start making $60,000, $65,000 a year or more and really be ready to take over a kitchen and run it. And it may be a slower path through beginning as a prep cook or a line cook in a restaurant.
You kind of touched on this, but have restaurants done anything to kind of sweeten the pot to get workers?
Well, the benefits, I would say. Yeah, we talked about it. Some offer medical benefits and paid vacation time. And I know, you know, food, you know, a dollar a shift meal at the Windjammer. And just trying to keep people, as Richard Fly said, we need to create humane working conditions. His word was humane. And that young people used to apparently tolerate more. But he said, I thought something interesting. This is the president of NECI. He's worked in education in Vermont for 50 years at Votech centers and other schools and now at NECI. And he said he thinks that conversations about, you know, young people aren't what they used to do or don't serve any purpose and can just serve to frustrate people.
And what are restaurants doing when they don't have staff for their kitchen?
Well, people are working six nights a week. A restaurant in Stowe, Harrison's, the owner told me she's been in the restaurant business for 40 years and never seen it like this. She's always closed on Labor Day, and she gave her workers the next day off. The cook, she said they needed to regenerate. Those were her words. She said it's terrible what they've been through, just the amount of work they're doing. And another reason is more restaurants. There's more than 50 restaurants in Stowe, and that's a lot more than there were when she first went into business. Meanwhile, cooks who are, you know, the heads of kitchens are working 12, 14 hours a day. So.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervor section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Sure. It's a fun job. It's actually, we started this by saying if you want a job, you could have one.
Yeah.
I actually have no stake in this and recommend it.
You're not going to become a cook, are
you? I've been thinking about it, actually, but I think it's too hard for me at this point.